Also working against me was a guy who mixed ecstasy with the pills I'd sold him. This led to a bunch of people who'd bought pills from me and kept the bottle, as well as myself, all getting expelled over an argument I had that no matter how hard I try, I can't remember the reason for. I avoided jail time, yet they evicted me from my campus apartment, and I had a restraining order placed on me so I couldn't step foot on the school's property. With no students to sell to, I couldn't pay my bills or the newly acquired legal debts. People love saying their life's falling apart. Mine fell, landed at an awful angle, and shattered to pieces. Until I found my niche, my one shot at survival was coincidentally the same thing that got me into this mess. I turned my attention to the only people willing to try medication without caring about its legitimacy. My target demographic was the people who wanted to prolong their lives, not start over again. It's so they could continue messing up in the same way they'd gotten themselves into their situation. I can justify working with people like that. The people I'm after are the cancer patients who smoke in crowded public places and in cars with kids. I want the ones with no regard for others. The person who, despite having passed an HIV test with flying colors, continues clubbing looking for casual hookups, not warning others what may happen if they have unprotected sex together. The junkie that needs a fix more than a solution.